This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As we descend slowly but surely deeper into the holiday shopping season, how willing consumers are to part with parts of their paychecks is getting more attention. And as the collective mood of those consumers gets more hesitant, attention is being paid to that discretionary spending, in particular for us right now on the e-commerce platform Etsy. It did have a bit of a heyday selling crafts and whatnot during the pandemic, but that has changed as we've started spending more on services and experiences. With the company's quarterly results coming in tomorrow, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall looked into what might be in store for this specialized online marketplace.
The resilience of the consumer after all the post-pandemic travel splurging and services spending has its limits. Brittany Steiger is an analyst at Mintel.
Even as prices come down, 71% of consumers are still concerned about rising prices and inflation.
So consumers have pulled back on discretionary spending, says Citi analyst Igal Arunian.
Essentially, everything that's on Etsy is squarely in this discretionary spend bucket.
Plus, with student loan payments resuming this fall, people aren't having to fit that into their budgets, too.
It's those places where the consumer doesn't have to spend.
And then there's holiday spending. Though technically discretionary, it's slightly different, says Claire Tassin with Morning Consult.
There's an enormous amount of pressure to participate in, we'll call it the holiday magic.
She says e-commerce platforms will be relying heavily on discounts to attract shoppers looking for the perfect gift. And Etsy may have an edge in that department.
What we see among young people specifically is much more emphasis on sentimental, entertaining, and sort of humorous gifts, which I do think is a great advantage for a brand like Etsy.
Because Etsy is a known marketplace, says Forrester analyst Sucharita Kadali, for artisan products and
things that are unique, they're special. People may be looking for something very, very specific, like a jute tablecloth.
Though that market is still niche, so it's not going to have the same growth opportunities as, say, Walmart or Amazon. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.